Without further ado, we bring you Mr. Thomas Hoyt, the Wyndham Town Supervisor, who today has some accompaniment, I believe. Is that true, Mr. Hoyt?
Yes. My wife and I went for a little tour of the neighborhood.
Very nice. Hello, Lisa Hoyt.
How are you?
All right. Good to hear her voice. All right, Mr. Hoyt, let's get to business. You have your meeting coming up this Thursday night, as usual, 7 o'clock. And what do you got on tap or whatever? What's going on around town?
Well, we have three public hearings this coming Thursday. One is on a solar law. The other is on a solar pilot law. And the next one is the second public hearing for the ambulance district.
The ambulance district seems like a pretty much a done deal. I haven't heard too much controversy about that. This new solar law, have you been getting any letters about it?
We haven't had any feedback from the public at all on it. It's a pretty straightforward law. And the pilot program, we mirrored the same law that the county just passed a little while ago so that we're on the same page as Greene County when it comes to pilot for solar.
For folks who may not know, pilot means payment in lieu of taxes. Sometimes if somebody wants to do something major, they have to arrange financing, et cetera. So that's where that second law would come in. And the first law has to do with what? Why did the town board, I should say, want to do it?
Well, that was something that was discussed in the comprehensive plan because we did not have anything on the docket now. And it just is being proactive instead of reactive. We'll know what we're getting now because we have a law that a proposal would have to meet compared to someone coming in doing kind of as they please and us just trying to be playing catch up. So now we'll have it adopted. The guidelines would be there. So a contractor that's going to put a solar field in knows what the requirements are. The biggest element of it is have enough money in escrow. So 10 years, 20 years when the solar field has served its life, that there's enough money to remove that solar field and return that field or that hillside back to nature.
Now, Ian Peters, councilman, was a part of this. He helped draft the draft versions, right?
Yeah, we worked in it. We also, Town of Hunter had just passed one a year ago. So Supervisor Mahoney gave me his, and we worked off of that. So we didn't come completely from scratch.
So if the public wants to be heard on that, then they could come Thursday night. Also, what's going on with the ambulance? Anything?
The ambulances, no, we have to have a second public hearing to make it a district, which is just taking it out of the general fund and putting it in its own special district, similar like a fire district, so water district, streetlight district. It's just more or less an accounting deal that's going on. So first public hearing, nobody showed up. And we'll have the second one because by law you have to have two public hearings. Also on the ambulance side, we had a pre-construction meeting for the construction last Friday to go over a time schedule on when hopefully you'll see some dirt getting moved on the field.
Wow. So when might that be?
Mid-month.
Really? Mid-June, huh?
Yep.
So as school lets out, then you'll start to see dust fly over there on the far end of the west end of South Street.
Correct. Then if you go up the east end of South Street, our contractor is in there doing a storm order from CD Lane Road down South Street, and they're making pretty good progress with that as well. You go a little further east on 23, our contractor is doing the upgrade at the wastewater pump by the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a lot of projects going on in just a short period of the construction season so far.
Now, you're familiar with Wyndham Ashland Jewett School, right?
Correct.
Well, Chrissy Corrigan has a kindergarten class, and they're on the road all the time. You might want to bring them out to the construction site, let them play in the dirt piles.
That's just what I'd want to do in front of a lot of heavy equipment, have that responsibility.
Well, they visited quite a few places, and we've asked them to send us photos wherever they go, and they're doing that. You never know. Kids like dirt piles. I used to like dirt piles.
Yeah, I believe one or two of the classes are next week going to be up to the park for their year-end field trip.
Cool.
So they can catch some tadpoles and some frogs and play in the sand as well.
Very nice. And we speed along to, there's another project in town. I don't know if the town board would be involved in this, but there's a place called Wyndham Luxury Estates that got some attention at the planning board meeting last week. You folks heard anything about that?
I've spoke to the engineer when they first started the project because our plan board requested the proposed contractor, developer, to set up an escrow account with our town attorney so that we can hire an outside engineer firm to oversee their engineer firm to make sure everything gets done proper. But when the project went to public notice, everybody within 500 feet of the project gets a letter, and there were some concerned residents in that area that either wrote letters or went to the planning board with a laundry list on things that they want the planning board to look into to make sure when this project goes down the road that it's done up to snuff. And that's the purpose of having a public hearing, so that you can hear from the public.
Right, and so, they definitely did. And it's kind of deja vu all over again, because Galway Road is fairly remote, and you had the Big Hollow. They had some projects out there. So this is kind of a recurring theme in Windham, isn't it?
Right. The only difference with this one is this is a proposal for commercial residential homes and not a commercial activity, as the other one on the end of Big Hollow or up on Galloway were a commercial entity proposal, where this is just taking a large chunk of land, dropping it off into a dozen 10-acre parcels to build a one-family home on each one of them.
Right.
So it's not apples to apples, but it's not all only oranges to apples either. It's kind of in the middle.
Well, there was a Hoytism, if I've ever heard one.
There you go.
And that point is, some folks on Galway Road are saying it would change the feeling on that road or the whole community in terms of that. So there was some concern about that as well, which, again, is a recurring theme in Windham.
Correct, and that's part of, you know, as I know you're going to lead into, on the 23rd, we're going to have our second sit-down with the team that has been put together to go over the elements of the comprehensive plan that were spelled out that said that the town should look at this for the growth and the beauty of the town. So we've had one sit down. We're going to have a second one. We've got some new members of the team that I will announce at the town board meeting on the 23rd and get approval from the town board that they're good residents to move that plan forward as well.
Okay, so we got the meeting on the 9th, and then 2 weeks later, you'll have this big announcement and hopefully get down to business with some, at least looking at land use regulations, the possibility of them.
Windham is a big enough town. We always need a repair shop for equipment, lawnmowers like Mr. Baker's in Maplecrest. But where that is sited, it can be a big issue if it's sited right next to a church or right next to a school or next to a bunch of residents. So business like that has to be sited in the right place, the same as anything in the town. Like I said, the town is big enough where we can do about any project we wish. They just have to be in the right part of the town where they don't affect the rest of the community in a negative way.
Very interesting. So a lot of good discussion going on around town.
Yes, and when you have discussion, you may not always agree, but you come to common ground that works for the majority of the people.
Every time I drive around Windham, I say to myself, what is it about this place that so many people come there? But that's what these discussions are all about.
Well, you know, you see the Big Bang. You see what they're doing at the Thompson House. We have new owners at Hotel Vienna, and they've made some changes to that place, but they kept with the traditional values of the town. The Hamilton Lodge was just recently sold. That's going to get a facelift, and it'll also stay with the traditional values of the town. So we are moving forward, but we're not leaving the past behind either.
All right, Mr. Hoyt, so Thursday night, 7 p.m., Municipal Hall in Hensonville. Be there or be square, as they say.
All right, have a good night.
Thank you, sir.